Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God, not just to fill our head with knowledge, but to fill our hearts with the presence of God, to fall in love with Him all over again as we think about who He is, what He's done for us, what He continues to do for us. Psalm 72, 1 through 4. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son. May he judge your people with righteousness and your poor with justice. Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people and the hills in righteousness. May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor. Give the king your justice, O Lord, and your righteousness to the royal son. The Israelites believed that Yahweh was their king. In Hebrew, the word Malik. He was the ultimate authority over Israel and over every nation on earth. He reigned in power and majesty. And they believed that the temple in Israel was the earthly symbol of God's heavenly throne. God was their Malik, their king, and they were his servants. Zechariah explained that Yahweh would be king over all the earth, Zechariah 14:9. And Isaiah 9:7 prophesied that the king's government would be an eternal one. Often Jesus spoke about the kingdom of heaven. And in the book of Revelation, Jesus has this written on his robe and on his thigh, King of kings and Lord of lords, Revelation 19:16. Earthly rulers are made of flesh and blood. Each is less than perfect. But Yahweh, he is our Malik. He is our king. Or he should be. He's the one who speaks and we listen. Well, we should listen. He's the one who leads and we follow. Well, we should follow. He's the one who sits enthroned and we bow down. And we should be bowing down. There is no one above or beside him. So live today worshiping the King. And know this, one day every knee will bow. And every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is King over all. Father, I bow before you today. I will listen, follow, and worship you. I desire to go where you are leading me. You are my King. And I follow you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.